That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This episode was brought to you by PrintFresh. Fall is here, and I wish I could say I feel a crisp breeze in the air, but sadly, there is no crisp breeze of any kind right now in LA. But regardless of that, we can still get into the fall spirit. In fact, I most certainly am getting into the fall spirit because I just put up all of our Halloween decorations the other day. And speaking of fall, it's definitely the time to cozy up in your favorite pajamas or to indulge in buying yourself just a few new pairs. It's no secret, I'm a huge, huge fan. PrintFresh, the woman-owned luxury sleepwear and lifestyle brand. There's so much I love about them. I love how inclusive they are. I love their size range from extra small to 6X. There is truly something for everyone. I'm also very happy to report that there is new home decor, accessories, and autumn-inspired sleepwear here for the season. Whether you're picking pumpkins, sipping cider, road tripping through the colorful leaves, fall festivities are just made better when you have autumnal sleepwear and comfy robes to come home to. Does that ever happen to you guys, where you're out and about and you're just excited to be home to get in your pajamas? I have to admit, but I feel the same way a lot. Some new things on their site I'm loving. Firstly, the Bagheera reversible quilted robe. On one side, it's this amazing motif of cheetahs in the jungle. And on the other side, it's green and white stripes with cheetah jungle trim. The quilted fabric is warm and comfy. It's such a nice spin on the classic robe. The other thing I'm really, really excited is the painted stripe long sleep set. I love the thick stripes and the bold color combinations. Who's ready to up their PJ game with me? Head to printfresh.com. That's printfresh, printfresh.com/lipstick, or use code lipstick for 15% off your first order.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
We are back in the swing of things, MA. It is fall. MA's guest co-hosting today. It's a little depressing. I mean, I love fall.
Summer's the best.
Summer's the best.
Our babies are with us.
And do you ever feel like you're just waiting for that shoe to drop to get further into the seasons and the holiday? Mm-hmm.
Bikinis come off and sweatpants are back on.
And then you just have those moments where just like, I'm just going to eat and drink everything.
Yes.
I know you were like, literally.
Yeah, I quit drinking for 4 months.
I know.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about when I poisoned myself with meat. I can't wait.
Literally, she called me the other day and she's like, I've poisoned myself with meat. I've eaten meat in the morning for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Today, we are so excited for our guest because we're going to learn what happens when you do fall off that wagon, when you do want to take summer and just push it out of your mind, get ready for the holidays, and how to avoid, we're going to get in shape for fall. We're going to be healthy. We're going to be happy. Our very special guest today, who I have probably known for 4 years, is a cleanse expert. I know Mary Alice, she does not like the word cleanse. And what I love about her is she is a holistic nutritionist. And I have actually known our guest, Alyssa Goodman. She is the author of Cancer Hacks, and she has a new book coming out called Pro-Aging Hacks. We are pro-aging. We are pro-wellness. We are pro-consistency, taking care of ourselves. You're based in Los Angeles. You have dealt with a variety of health issues over the years. When I list this, you're going to probably freak out. Her health and wellness trip began as a teenager with her mom to a wellness oasis in Mexico. After graduating from college, she was determined to be a businesswoman and found herself working long hours in a very stressful job. You guys, does that sound familiar? Does that sound familiar? At 32, she was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma and decided against going the traditional route of chemotherapy and intense radiation due to being immune compromised. She later returned to school to become a certified holistic nutritionist and along the way discovered that food was at the root of so many of our problems, her problems, and that food can also be a solution. Today, she is cancer-free. She has worked with thousands of clients from all walks of life to help cleanse their bodies, their lives. She's a creator, and I know some of you, and we're gonna go through it. I know some of you aren't based in LA, but we're going to talk about it. She's a creator of the Soup Cleanse and has a signature juice blend in Air One. Yes, she is an Air One ambassador, which in my humble opinion means you've really made it. Alyssa Goodman, I know that was a very long intro.
But you've gotten so much fabulous.
But you are. Stuff. So I met you 4 years ago. I was had a baby, going to have a baby, coming off of a baby. And I don't actually love the word cleanse because people were like, oh, you're starving yourself. Oh, you're calorie restricting. And that's so not
what you do.
I do want to go back a little bit with your health struggles to just show people of what you've done, how you've done it, and what people can do and take away. Because the point of this podcast is that we're coming off of summer. We're going into fall. Then we're going into holidays. How do you get on the wagon? How do you get off the wagon? And so I really just want to, we all have health struggles. You were at a point in your life where something had to change. Take us back. Like, what was that moment?
Well, the years, you know, when I was young, I did come into the world with a low white blood cell count. So they didn't really know what to do with that in those years. You know, they didn't know about vitamin D or building your immune system. So it was just about you got to get good sleep. But I was always sick growing up constantly. I had strep, tonsillitis, shingles, mono twice, you know, gut issues. I lived a very, my parents were very type A, going. And so I was always tired and behind the eight ball. I always say this because a lot of people can relate to it because of my health. And then my parents were like light years ahead of me running marathons. I mean, they were just, and here I was a young kid going, oh my God, I can't even keep up with them. And I'm young and supposed to be, have more energy than them. So psychologically, it did a number on me and physically it did a number on me. So then my mom is an asthmatic and started going to Rancho La Puerta, which was way ahead of its time in those days because they had yoga, meditation, hikes, food that was plant-based. They grew on the land. You know, you were mandatory massage every day. I mean, it was very funny because I was with all these 20-year older women. I was like 14, 15. I was like, what the hell am I doing with all these older women at this place? Plus, there's no phone. So I'm like, I'm off the grid. That was the worst as a teenager. I hated it. Absolutely hated it. So people love it today, and I am still traumatized to go back. But I think it really did sort of wake me up because I felt good there. That was the only place I felt good. Like when I came home, I didn't feel so good.
So was that where you kind of like learned to turn mm-hmm. to food in
little
that
bit.
Little bit of a moment? Because those years, look, I mean, she has teenagers. She loves them, but she also wants to kill Graham, if you're listening.
And they don't eat right.
They don't.
They eat chicken fingers and french fries.
Right.
And starting at that age, you know, I'm like, please eat a vegetable, put something else in your body because, you know, when you're 15, especially it affects your skin, it affects your hormones, it affects everything. And I think it's so interesting you starting when you did that young. I had parents that were like that too. They went to the Golden Door. They did, you know, they kind of, you know, we had fish or chicken for 10 years straight, or we had liver. And the idea that food is, it can either, like I said, feed you or kill you.
Yeah.
Came about back then. So
definitely we weren't aware of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're still like not so aware of it. Too bad. It's sad because mm-hmm. of COVID and all that. But I did. I became a little aware of what I should eat and what I shouldn't eat. That didn't mean I was so good. You know, I definitely went back into my teenage college years and I drank and ate all kinds of crappy food. So, you know, I was like, it was a seesaw effect for me all those years. And then went to New York, worked a really fast-paced job and like ate really crappy. Had to do a lot of entertaining, you know, all night long and just was tired all the time. And then I asked when I got married to my husband, I said, hey, we want, this is so funny because you relate to this. He's a New Yorker. He's from Queens. And I said, we're moving west because I want to come back to sunshine and just maybe, you know, better life and a little bit more low key. And he's like, to New Jersey? What?
And had you been diagnosed with Hodgkin's? No.
So the minute I moved out here, I landed a job with Vogue. I was in marketing, advertising. And I knew that job wasn't great, but I still thought, wow, Vogue.
It's Vogue.
It's totally. Vogue. It's Vogue. And it was Devil Wears Prada all the way, I have to say, sadly. But I was diagnosed 6 months into that job with Hodgkin's lymphoma.
You know, I love nothing more than discovering a new wellness brand. This one is super interesting, and I can't wait to share it with you. It's called Better and Better. What I love about them, before I get into what it is that they embed better health and wellness into our existing habits and routines. You're probably wanting to know more, so let me tell you about them. Better and Better is a science-backed 2-in-1 natural vegan toothpaste formulated to the strictest clean ingredient standards with safe, gentle, vegan, natural, and organic ingredients. They've removed all the bad stuff. No sodium lauryl, sulfate, parabens, GMOs, glutens, or harsh abrasives and artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. With Better and Better's Energy and Immunity Toothpaste, you get a microdose of vitamins, by the way. How cool is that? Specifically, vitamin B12 and D3 in their energy formula and vitamin C, E, and zinc in their immunity formula, which is particularly valuable as we head into the cold and flu season, or if you just need a vitamin boost. What I love most about this is that there are no new habits to create, no pills that need to be swallowed. Brushing our teeth is something we do twice a day or sometimes more, so it's a no-brainer to seamlessly integrate into our daily routine. Right now, you can try Better and Better's vitamin-infused toothpaste and any of their oral care products and save with this exclusive offer for our listeners. Just use code LIPSTICK at checkout for 20% off your first order. Visit betterandbetter.com, that's B-E-T-T-E-R, and better, B-E-T-T-E-R.com, to learn more about the science behind their toothpaste, their super clean ingredients, and shop. Don't forget, you can save 20% off your first order at betterandbetter.com with code LIPSTICK at checkout.
Hi, I'm Claire Mazur.
And I'm Erica Cerullo. We're the co-hosts of a podcast called A Thing or Two. Comes out every Monday, and the basic premise is this. We share all the stuff we think more people should know about.
So that's apps, recipes, books, the nationwide Haagen-Dazs vanilla bean shortage that nobody else was talking about.
No one.
Our preferred vacuum brands, of which we have multiples, and critical explorations of our unique approaches to paper towel usage.
Listen, we think you're going to like it. A lot of people do. And who's to say you'll be any different? Listen and subscribe wherever it is you listen and subscribe to podcasts.
So I didn't have any symptoms, but of course, my life kind of was just always stressful, always sick. And I was getting a massage and the masseuse found a lymph node on my collarbone, which is so crazy. I'm so thankful for her. And I went and got it checked out and it was an early stage. So I was lucky. It was an early stage. Went to 3 doctors. It was kind of a nightmare. And one of the doctors, I love telling this story too, because it's important for people who have health issues. One of the doctors was an oncologist, radiologist that was trained in Chinese medicine. And he said, you know what? Are you happy? Do you love your life? You know, do you love what you do? What's going on in your world? And I like burst into tears. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm miserable. I'm always trying to play catch up. I'm never getting to the place where I want to. It's never enough. I don't feel good, you know, mentally, emotionally, physical, the whole gamut. So he goes, let's get your emotional, mental, you know, spiritual wellness back in line and then we can heal you. So I did do some radiation because I was freaked out and my family was so freaked out, but wish I hadn't done that because that gave me hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's that I dealt with for 30 years and celiac. So all of those things came up after that.
As a result.
But you're cancer-free.
I am totally, I've been cancer-free since then. And
let's talk a little bit of it. She wrote a great book called Cancer Hacks, A Holistic Guide to Overcoming Your Fears and Healing. What are some of the best takeaways that people can do? And again, I just want to say, everyone, you know, we're not trying to say what you should do if you get diagnosed with something or what you shouldn't do. This is just Alyssa's journey, what she's been through, what she's going through, just to give, you know, a little bit different side of the coin.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people know this, but they don't really pay attention to it because their lives are going so fast. But the biggest thing of all, what I realized during this process, was that I wasn't kind to myself. I was constantly beating myself up. You know, I just never felt like, I didn't know what loving myself or taking care of myself felt like. And when I started to like kind of jump into that, my body relaxed. You know, it kind of calmed down. I was always in hyper mode. I was in fight or flight consistently. Like, life just was going so fast and I had to be on that treadmill or I was going to miss out. So I didn't realize that getting off the treadmill meant healing and wellness and being cancer free. So that was a big one. So I went into therapy and did a lot of spiritual work and got into yoga and breath work. And then I started cleansing, but not hardcore. You know, I started juicing green juices. There's a place on Beverly that's been around forever, LA Juice.
Oh, yeah.
It's still there. And I lived close to that, so I'd go down there and get a juice every day.
So were you, we literally had this discussion yesterday. She was like, she was like, I've poisoned myself.
So basically in New York, I went and had lunch. I got a pastrami Reuben for lunch, and then I went and got a steak for dinner. And that night I came home and I'm like, I talked to my husband. I was like, I've poisoned myself with meat. I felt so disgusting. I mean, I laid down on the bed and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? But I feel like sometimes for me, meat is good for me. Like, it feeds my brain. And if I eat, it's so, you know, Molly and I talk so much about like,
yeah, or
what's
do
the
we
newest?
Do plant-based? Do we vegan? Do we do vegetarian? Do we do moderate Mediterranean? We're always trying to figure out. I am like Mary Alice, where I feel, and I probably eat too much meat, but I always feel like I'm so low on iron. Give us your take.
I love this question because it comes up all the time with clients. And, you know, they also, with my cleanse, it's plant-based, but I am not a vegan. I was a vegan. I was so tired, lethargic. The minute I started eating a little meat, uh-huh. I perked back up
Crazy.
In my life. But I'm also an O blood type and I grew up eating meat. So I'm used to it. Yeah. O's are very much, even, you know, you believe in the blood type diet or you don't, but I kind of do.
I'm trying to have this doctor on about the blood type because I kind of do believe in it because everything I crave, mm-hmm. I'm O negative. I know it's probably too much information, but it's like I had been going through some things and I ended up having like 3 or 4 bites of steak and I swear to God, I felt better. I know it sounds weird and
it doesn't. No, it's all about that. You know, you have to like, I'm 80-20. So 80% of the time I'm plant-based, 20% of the time I eat clean animal protein. It works for me. As we age, you guys, you know this. I mean, I'm 62, so I need amino acids. I need to rebuild tissue and muscle repair.
If you guys could see her, you would die.
I mean, you
62,
would,
you would
okay.
die.
Okay, she's pretty blonde, petite.
I mean,
her skin's amazing.
It's crazy. The teeth, the whole thing, it's amazing.
I know, the skin could do a little better because of all the sun damage. But no, I just believe in moderation. And, you know, just a Mediterranean diet is kind of where it's at. It's like moderation, but with your whole meat eating day that day, you know, a lot of times these days, you might not know this, but it takes about 14 hours for animal protein to go through your small intestine, cow, dairy, and animal protein. And it takes 90 minutes for plant-based. So sometimes it's just that you haven't digested that animal protein yet. So you feel so bloated and gross, right? Because you've loaded up. And a lot of us do. They have eggs for breakfast, turkey or chicken for lunch, and salmon for dinner. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you don't have time to get that food through your small intestine. And it's important to clean out, you know, that small intestine. They do autopsies on people in car accidents and they have 50 pounds of food in their intestines. I mean, that's what got me going into the plant-based, really. The cleanse is because just give yourself a break. Go back to the animal protein. That's not a problem. But just give yourself a break and let's clean out your body.
I'm a shoe person. There, I said it. I love shoes. I really, really, really love them. And I'm not discriminatory either. I love a sandal, a boot, a sneaker, a platform, a heel, and the list goes on and on. I won't bore you by naming every shoe category in existence. So you might be wondering, why shoes? I'm going to tell you why. In fact, I come with good news. Macy's Great Shoe Sale is here. You heard me right. They call it the Great Shoe Sale for a reason, because it really is that great. And the sale is here just in time to shelf all your latest fall finds to make the most of the season ahead. Here's how it works. Buy one pair, get 30% off. Buy two pairs, get 40% off. So you're basically save the money you shop. Did you hear that, Super? We can save if I buy shoes. I know that math might not make sense, but right now, trust me, it works. What shoe trends are you guys most excited about? Personally, I'm ready to stock up on some more boots. There's so many to choose from. Over the knee, lug sole, ankle booties. I definitely want a lug sole for sports games on weekends. That would be great for the office too. And then maybe something more refined like a suede boot for evenings out. Not that I really have a million evenings out, but whatever. Oh, very important. I must mention the dates. Mark your calendars. The Great Shoe Sale is only happening from October 5th to October 12th. Remember, 30% off if you get one. Buy two, get 40% off. You won't want to miss this, and I recommend starting early on the 5th so you make sure you get everything you want before all the good stuff sells out. Through October 12th, just head on over to macys.com/shoes. That's macys.com/shoes. You know what's better than meditation? Meditation you can sip. That's why I'm so grateful to have found Magnesium by Moon Juice. It's a mouthful. By the way, I love this name. It's a delicious pink drink formulated with three forms of bioavailable magnesium and L-theanine to help with muscle relaxation, restorative sleep, healthy brain activity, and a deep calm. All things that are not easy to come by, but are super, super important for both our health and happiness. So many of us are deficient in magnesium, over 50% in the U.S. This can manifest as brain fog, headaches, low mood, fatigue, and insomnia. So it's super, super important to find high quality magnesium powder to replenish your body. Most magnesium supplements on the market contain one form of magnesium, but Magnesium has three forms in there to target muscles, brain, and digestion. The ingredients are 100% traceable, unadulterated, sustainably sourced, and formulated for maximum absorption, which means maximum results. And trust me when I can say you will feel the difference from the other powder supplements on the market. Magnesium helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, and go to the bathroom in the morning, which is a nice little bonus. One of my favorite parts of magnesium is that it has L-theanine, which helps to promote the same brain waves that are created during meditation. They call it meditation you can sip. And I can tell you from personal experience, there's an instant calm that washes over my body after I drink my nightly pink drink. You can feel the effects within 30 minutes. So if you're like me and find it a little bit difficult at the moment to have quiet in your home, let alone time to meditate, this is one of my all-time favorite hacks for my body and my brain. I know I've talked about the pink drink a lot. I love it. It's very easy to use, easy to mix. It's one teaspoon into water, dissolves instantly, and actually tastes delicious. To get the sleep of your dreams, head over, you guys, I know I love them, moonjuice.com. To get the sleep of your dreams, head to www.moonjuice.com/lipstick and use the code lipstick at checkout for 20% off.
Do you believe in intermittent fasting?
I love it.
Okay, give us
What's your hours? Yeah,
tell me what you do.
So I think for hormones and weight loss and just mental clarity and all of that. So I stop dinner like at 8 and I go 16 hours till I eat again. That's my thing. A lot of people are different. They might want to have breakfast and then they don't eat dinner, you know, so.
And how.
But I love that.
How many years have you been doing that?
3 or 4, a lot.
And what did you notice?
Oh my God, just my hormones were more balanced. Mm-hmm. And that's huge for someone my age. Also my mental clarity, I was so much more clear and just creative. My weight stayed stable. So I just feel light, you know, and I get a lot of stuff done in that morning hours. I eat light at lunch. I do plant-based and then I'll do animal protein for dinner is kind of.
You know what I'll do is I'll just not eat all day long. And then 4 o'clock I'm starving. And then I'm like, wonder why, like, then I'm tired because then I've eaten something probably more than I should have. Like,
or it's too heavy.
Or it's too heavy, a whole box, nut thins and hummus.
Right.
And then I'm like, why am I tired? Like, I don't know. That is what I'm trying.
Yeah, why do you do that?
I don't know.
You're just busy, right?
Well, and that's the thing. I talk to my husband all the time. He's like, if I could have anything, it would be a chef that would come and cook for me, like what you have on this table right now. And because can't cook, I don't cook. And you do that. You have a whole delivery service. You have a whole, you know, like you are kind
of. We're going to walk you through it. You have struggled yourself with so many health issues. What do you see clients really coming to you for? I mean, I know you put them on, like, which I'm going to walk everyone through of what you recommend, but what are the biggest things that women and men are dealing with right now?
Oh my God, it's crazy, because that's my favorite part of what I do, is to see clients, because personally I can tap into their energy. It's wild. I've also done a lot of plant journeys too, to figure out. That's a whole other probably podcast.
That's a whole other podcast.
It's so fun, because I've really learned a lot about myself and my ability to be able to help people heal.
I mean, you really are a health coach.
I mean,
and a healer.
I love it. I mean, I work with a lot of functional doctors. I worked with a medical medium for years. I worked with, you know, Joe Dispenza. I mean,
medical medium, if you don't know, this is why everybody drinks 9 million gallons of celery juice. But
that's him.
Yep. I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've worked with a lot of these cool people, because then when I started out, you know, they were just available. Now they're not so available, which kind of sucks. But anyway, so I have cancer, I have autoimmune, I have hardcore digestive issues. That has to be at the top of the list, sadly. The digestion is such an issue. Constipation, like people going 5 days, two weeks.
That's me.
I will be on trips with her. And I literally, she will send me St. Bart's, Capri.
Yeah.
She's fabulous. So she goes a lot of fun places.
It'll be 7 days. 5 to 7 days.
I will
days.
Go and get
that's
aloe vera
okay.
for her.
She will. What I've started doing when I travel is doing some of the Chinese plums from like my acupuncturist.
Yeah.
And so recently, so this is the other thing that happened. So I went, and so I guess because of COVID, they can't get the Chinese plums the same way they used to. So now they're way more effective. So I was eating like two, and then that's the other side
of it. That's cleaning you out.
It was too much. And then I'm dying. It's horrifying.
Yeah, that is, you know, that again, going back to the intestines, you're blocked up, you know, people feel full, like don't feel good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really not healthy, because food ferments in there and you don't want that. So that's a huge one. I mean,
at WeCare, we look at our poo. Remember,
WeCare is a big, right? That's a cleaner outer. I love that. But so I'm definitely working on digestive issues. That's why I created a gut cleanse. So now since October, it'll be a year in October, that I created this gut cleanse. It has activated charcoal, which lowers bad bacteria in the gut, but doesn't interfere with good. And we load them up with probiotics and digestive enzymes, and then aloe vera, of course, and then lots of, you know, stuff, polyphenols to lower inflammation in their gut. And then this Tulsi tea at night that does really lower inflammation in
your
gut.
And you do see clients over Zoom. You do the whole tele-Zoom. So anyone listening to this podcast, you can get to Alyssa.
I have a quick question.
I'm very available, because that's what I love to do.
And probiotics, prebiotics, what is your feeling on all of that?
I'm a fan of, you know, there's a lot of controversy about probiotics. But I have to say, everybody that I put on them, and some of my probiotics that I recommend to like you might not work. So I put you on another one. We find one till it works. Foods are amazing. There's a couple of things out right now called Inner Eco. It's a probiotic drink.
How do you spell that?
INNEREECO. I'm just loving this, because it's food-based. It's not taking a pill, which people are tired of. And you take 2 ounces, it's 200 billion beneficial bacteria. It's a coconut kefir. It's by this woman in Colorado who made it. Then GTS Kombucha, you know that kombucha line, Synergy, they make a coconut probiotic yogurt. So a half a cup of that is 100 billion probiotics.
I think people are getting tired of taking things. Yep. You know, I do love this seed probiotic. It's a prebiotic and a probiotic that just came out that I really...
It's fabulous. Really, I've been on that for years. I do that with other probiotics, because that's a whole different formulation.
Can you
love
walk
that.
Us, and again, we're going to get to it, but can you walk us through a day of what you eat and what you do?
Yeah.
I know you're very mindful, which I think, you know, we all skip
sometimes.
Over. We're just trying to do and go. And, you know, we led with the emotional methods of what you can do for your well-being. That might mean meditation. That might mean yoga.
Or simply walking for 20 minutes lowers your cortisol levels. You know, just getting your body moving. You don't have to do hardcore stuff unless you're into that. But just moving your body is huge, as we know, and sleep, you know, sleep is kind of crucial. I mean, I wear an Oura ring and sometimes it's good that I look at that Oura ring and sometimes it's not so good, you know, because it can depress me when I think I'm okay and my sleep score is very low.
It is amazing now that you can wear a ring and it can tell you right. so much you never,
your steps.
A, wanted to know, but B, never thought of.
That's true. That's true. You know, sometimes don't want to, but for me, I don't know if you know, my husband did pass away from cancer. So that was that's when I really made the change and went, holy crap, I have to do something different. I'm a single mom now with two girls, 10 and 7. And I have to figure out, they are going to think they're going to get cancer. They have two parents who have had it. So they were traumatized. So that was my real goal. You know, I had little snippets along the way.
What kind of cancer?
He had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh my gosh.
And in a year and a half, he had two bone marrow transplants and passed away of fungal pneumonia. So they just fried him. He didn't listen to me. You know, he wanted to listen to me. That's not a negative thing. I loved him, but he listened to the doctors. He was afraid. He was scared. And mine was so early. His wasn't so early. So we were in different, you know, categories. But yeah, when he passed away and I was like, oh man, like I have to get my energy back. And really, I was exhausted while in and out of the hospital with him for a year and a half. So that's when I went back to school and got certified and like really dove into all this. And I never realized that I would love it. You know, I was like, nutritionist? No, I just want to have our family be healthy. And then I just got lucky. Everything kind of unfolded.
That's amazing.
So
what are your feelings on wheat and alcohol for women?
So, yeah. So, I mean, I really try to be gluten-free, dairy-free, you know, try to watch my added sugars as much as possible. When it comes to tequila, that's a little hard. A wine, that's hard. We know that, right?
By the way, just so you know, 4 months.
No
four
drinking?
4 months, no drinking. And I mean, I just want to promise she didn't have a problem. I was like, what is happening?
So what made you decide to do that?
Brain.
Okay.
And I'm 50, just turned 50. Mm-hmm. My brain, I'm foggy. Both my parents have, my dad has Parkinson's and my mom sort of seems to have a little of brain stuff. So for me, I was like, I want and every doctor I've ever gone to says like the number one thing, like drinking. But I mean, that was it for me.
Yeah.
And so,
I can understand that.
So dairy, no.
I mean, it depends on how the wheat is grown. Right. Europe is kind of different in terms of, you know, you go to
Italy. It's weird. Like you go to Europe and I'm like, I swear I've lost weight. I swear I have more energy.
Everybody
I swear
does
I drank
that.
My face off. And then 100%.
You can drink. There's no sulfites and crap in the wine. The wheat is grown differently. We just have crappy food system here. And they add gluten to things to make it bigger, your bread bigger, your bagels bigger. So that's the problem. We just consume too much. That's the problem.
So talk to us just so our listeners can have some takeaways. Like, what do you recommend to your clients? And again, you're also your own client. Like, what do you recommend that women and men eat in a day?
Now, I'll just take you through what I love myself, because a lot of times it does kind of correlate with them, because I notice we have a very big problem with dehydration. We have cellular dehydration going on right now, because what we need is minerals like magnesium, potassium, you know, sodium, iodine, all those minerals that will help the water go into the cells. So we have all this beautiful water at our fingertips, but we're just peeing it out. We're not absorbing it.
I feel like that.
So we drink all this water and then you still feel dehydrated. So when you wake up in the morning, it's a mandatory 2 cups of water. 16 ounces can be a game changer. People just go right to coffee, to tea.
I go right to coffee.
Me too. Yeah,
see? And your body has been cleansing.
Right. But I do drink. I'm like my kids. There's like 9 water bottles next to it. I know. I still sleep with them. Don't judge me. It's a whole nother attachment problem.
I could sleep with mine too, and they're 24.
I think I drink at night because I don't drink enough during the day. I swear.
The water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, this is game changing for my clients because two cups of water. Your organs are dehydrated when you wake up because you're detoxing and cleansing through the night. They're like prunes. So you want to rehydrate them and then you can go to your coffee or your tea. I definitely love coffee. It's bitter. It's great for your liver. You know, bitter foods are amazing for digestion. So I drink a cup of coffee and then I have I do green juice. So I'm always still been a green juicer, but I don't do the medical mediums because the celery juice I don't love. But I do cucumber, celery, lemon, ginger. So something
cucumber, celery,
lemon, ginger.
I'm gonna do
it's
that.
It's really hydrating. It's full of minerals and it's just refreshing. And lemon and ginger, of course, is so good for you. So I do that. then I have a plant-based lunch, but I have a lot of great options at my fingertips with the salads. But I will, I mean, LA, of course, or you can order in all over the place, great salads and plant-based. And then I have a animal protein dinner, but I make sure I don't overdo the animal protein because I have a hard time digesting it. After the age of 30, your enzymes deplete by 50%. So you don't have enough enzymes for that, you know, and hydrochloric acid for the animal protein. That's another thing. You want to break it down as much as possible. So a lot of times I'll take enzymes before animal protein too.
You led with that you felt like you had a low immune system. You had low immunity. Can you give any tips or tricks that anyone can do, like to help build up that immune system?
Oh yeah, tons today. You know, I mean, first of all, you both probably know about vitamin D. I mean, it's because of COVID, there's been a ton of studies, and we need our vitamin D levels to be way above what general practitioners are doing it, right?
Saying,
yeah.
Right.
And then what do you recommend? 60 to 80 ml on your blood work. It used to be 50. And I'll say, I have to say, every client who isn't over 50 doesn't feel well, doesn't have the energy. It also, vitamin D is really important for your gut health. So, I mean, that's kind of number one. Like, I love vitamin D and K2 because K2 helps the D go into the bones. And especially for someone my age, bone is really important. So that's just, everybody should be taking that or testing their levels. And if they are high, then they don't need as much. So, but that's crucial. I would say that liposomal C.
Okay, so explain, like, now at the counter, you're like this jelly that you do open. What is liposomal C?
Well, that stuff, the lipospheric with the jelly.
That's
with
lipospheric.
That stuff I think tastes terrible.
Terrible. What is it?
Yeah, it's liposomo is this form. It's a fat-soluble form that helps the C go in through your gut into your body because you can only absorb so much absorbic C or different kinds of Z, you know, ester C. But the liposomal helps it go into the system and you can go up to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 milligrams. It's pretty cool. I do Quicksilver. It tastes good. It's liquid. It's easy. I have a whole immune guide on my site because I'm really into this. And then, you know, curcumin, antiviral, antibacterial, antioxidant, you know, anti-inflammatory. So that's kind of a no-brainer.
And you can get this on your website.
You can do all of this. You can look at it on my website. There's a lot. You don't have to take it all. I like to tell clients, I muscle test everything. With clients, we do on the phone, like I have them put the supplement up on their gut and go, does this work for me or not? They'll be standing and then they'll lean forward if it works and they'll lean back if it doesn't. And then with the supplement number of capsules, I'll have them do the same thing. And some things I'll recommend. I love AG1 greens powder. It kind of covers your bases.
So I went to a great summit, a G9 summit Amy Griffin had, and she was there, the
founder.
She was so impressed. She was our moderator. And I love that brand.
I know. It's been around for
Athletic
10 years.
Green.
Yeah.
Yes.
They just rebranded. And
they just rebranded.
Totally taking off. It is great. It's a great greens powder because greens powder tastes like crap.
Athletic greens, yeah. You guys. It's really, yeah. Really good.
I try to stick it in my kids' food all the time. Like that.
Before we get to what is the soup, what do you recommend for kids? I mean, mine are very young. Hers are mid-young. I mean, yours are after college.
Yeah.
Vitamins.
Yeah.
You know that.
Definitely. I mean, this is someone you probably need to interview, Mary Ruth.
So I.
You know about her, right?
Are you kidding me? I'm actually, do I know Mary Ruth? I'm like your spokesperson right now. By the way, I first found Mary Ruth because of you.
Really?
Yes, because you put it in the detox drink for the liquid probiotics,
yes.
Which we're going to get to.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I ended up getting to meet Mary Ruth. Mm. She's a small little gem of a woman. Fabulous. Her and her mother, like cooking, I mean.
In Manhattan Beach?
No, here in LA.
Yeah, in LA.
Fabulous. It's called Mary Ruth. And I love her.
That woman has gone crazy. She is such a dynamo. And I love her because her supplements are clean. That's why I mentioned it.
Her liquid iron for toddlers, her liquid probiotics. She just did a sleep gummy, which I talked about a couple of weeks ago on my beauty scoop.
Yep.
I am obsessed.
For kids, I just think that's the way to go.
Okay, you know what? Yeah.
They love the taste. I mean, her gummies are awesome.
And she does like really cute packaging too. Mary
Ruth,
and
it's sweetened with stevia, which is good because you don't get, you know, you don't get the sugar, cane sugar. But yeah, I love her stuff. I love her liquids. I love liquids because they absorb faster as well. And powders.
They do?
You take a capsule, you're lucky if you absorb 40% of that capsule. That's the bummer. Because our digestive systems can't break it all down. We have trouble breaking down food. Kids are easier. 20-year-olds might be better. But as we age, it gets harder.
Should everyone take a digestive enzyme?
That's a good question. I mean, if you don't have digestive issues, you know, you're probably fine. But if you do have any kind of digestive issues, I would take one. You know, and I love Enzymatica Digest Gold. I've used it on the cleanse for like...
Enzymatica?
Yeah. Enzymatica Digest Gold. It's called ATPRO. ATPRO. And I've had it on the cleanse for 8 years now. And it's a game changer because people go from animal protein into this plant-based eating of legumes and beans. And they're like, I'm not sure I can do well with legumes and beans because they're gassy, as we kind of think of. But taking the enzyme has really helped. So.
All right. So I want to talk about... the reset.
Yes.
I first did the soup, and it's S period, O period, U period, P period. In 2016, I did a 5-day. I know. I remember everything. Are you kidding me? Walk us through it, because I loved it. It wasn't like any cleanse, reset. I wasn't starving. It was real food.
Yeah.
And how did you come up with this?
I know. It is so crazy. Well, when I graduated from my program, the certification program, Cafe Gratitude, had just come down from San Francisco, make a quick story, and my good friend brought it down. And so she said, hey, Alyssa, you're in marketing. Will you actually create a cleanse for Cafe Gratitude? I did that for 5 years.
I didn't know that.
I did. I created the cleanse, and their food was so easy to put on a cleanse. I walked those cleansers through the cleanse. I handheld them. So much fun, because that was my start of my career. Because I got to see what problems they had. You know, they were experiencing with the cleanse, too much sugar, too much, you know, just the plant-based stuff. The vegan was scraping them off the wall with all that sugar. And then I ended up a year into that. I know the owner of M Cafe. So Yuta is his name. So he asked me to create an acrobatic cleanse for him.
I did that. I did. I was there.
Right.
M is still there. It's on La Brea and on the corner.
That's the only one left.
I know.
So sad. But I did that for 6 years. So then after like all of that in, you know, seeing clients, and then I had a fabulous assistant who loved to cook. And she's like, let's try our own. Let's just see, you know, let's dip our toe into it and see what happens. Because because I couldn't control the food at Cafe Gratitude, M Cafe. So I wasn't loving what was happening there at the time.
This was just taking off. Like this whole world. I mean, I remember when Cafe Gratitude first came to LA, they're like, it was on M Cafe.
Totally. Both those places. I mean, I'd been eating there for 10 years. It was, So I mean, we started with more soups and not salads. And, you know, we just, the homemade bone broths and homemade bars and just.
It might not be Kellyanne who got me on the bone broth. It might be Alyssa Goodman. Because of you, it is so good. She calls it the anytime broth.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's walk it through. Okay. So if you want to do it 3 days.
Yeah. That's
you can
new.
Do 5 days.
Yeah.
Or you can do a gut.
Yes.
And those are the three things you have with your program.
Yeah.
You do not ship this in nationally, correct? Only
we've
in
tried.
LA. We've tried.
Yeah, we tried.
Because the food is fresh.
Well, those glass jars, we've shipped to New York and they've broken. And it was just, you know, and it's a fortune to ship overnight. So we haven't even penetrated the LA market yet. You know, we're doing 75 cleansers a week, which is really amazing.
I'll call her and I'm like, can I get on the list this week? She was like, no, you cannot. You cannot. You are at the bottom.
We try to get you on that.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
First of all, the first thing, and I love it because she labels it. But again, you can go to her website. She kind of walks you through what you can do on your own.
Yeah.
Which is
totally
not as good, but as good as you're going to get.
Yeah.
And then again, you have the gut. And you also do personal coaching. So she is there in spirit for everyone.
Yeah.
How long is the gut?
The gut's 5 days too. Or you can do 3 days now. We found over summer, because people were traveling, that they were loving just doing a 3-day, just kind of dipping their toe in because they weren't sure they could commit to 5. So it's been really fun, that 3-day.
Okay. So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
So first thing in the morning, you start with your morning AM tonic. This is the best bitch ever.
What is in it?
It's called the detox.
Crazy.
It's the Mary Ruth's. I mean, you're here.
So it has a coconut kefir probiotic as well. I mean, used to have Mary Ruth's, love her, but we put a Inner Eco in now. It's stronger, so I wanted to make it potent.
It's delicious.
You think
it's
so?
It's delicious.
It's very, like, it's tart.
Uh-huh. She'll send me that in the soups.
Yeah.
And I mean.
And you do it for a week.
Mm-hmm.
aloe. It has ginger, cayenne, apple cider vinegar. Now it has chlorophyll. We added chlorophyll recently.
This makes me feel good. It does. And when I drink this, refreshing. It makes me feel good.
Yeah, it can clean you out. Yeah. It just like makes you, it loads you up with the probiotics and it's food-based. Yeah, it just can balance you out, you know. Also, as you know, probiotics will kind of, like, you won't be hungry because when you eat probiotics, they kind of satiate you.
I didn't know that.
They take away sugar cravings. Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's, yeah, they definitely do. When you get more probiotics, you can balance out, you know, your sugar cravings or your food cravings or your, you know, carbs and all that. So
I love next. How you do the salads. You make it pretty.
I love
pretty.
The salads now. I know. They're so different, you know. We next is the bar, the Super
Which,
Seed.
Which, by the way, Molly's the Super eating. Seed bar. I have these. We put them in the freezer. We put them in the refrigerator.
They're
we
best
put them
in
out.
The freezer. Yeah.
They're so good. They last forever.
They do last forever. It's better when, because they're so fresh. It's such a bummer because
like
they don't hold together.
I know, but I love it.
So freezer and then few minutes later you eat them is the best way to go. But those are all, you know, seeds and nuts and gluten-free oats and hemp and, you know, just everything fresh and some almond butter. And now it's coconut nectar and date nectar because the coconut nectar went out of business. So we had to modify that. And I don't know if you know, but Erewhon's selling those right now and making them
too. I do know.
They're not as good, sadly, but we're going to get them up to speed because we might actually co-pack a bar together, which
it's
would be so amazing.
Good.
Yeah. So that, and then it's the salad, which is different salads every day with different dressings. And then the afternoon is the fermented veggies. And again, another
Your
great,
gut.
Yeah,
gut.
The great thing for the gut.
Yeah, talk about the,
Yeah, the fermented veggies are really easy to make too. It's like an easy thing, but it actually just helps with lowering inflammation in your gut as well. You know, just, and also the fermentation is so good. Anything fermented is great for your gut.
Are you making this in your house?
Yeah, we're making it in the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we have.
It all started in her house.
Yeah, it did. Also, an Anytime broth, which is a mineral broth now. It's all vegetables, tons of vegetables. And then we've added a collagen powder because I was getting a little grossed out with cooking chicken feet. That's where your collagen is. We were getting chicken feet from the kosher butcher and cooking. And it was just like, I couldn't stand the whole thing. So we went with veggies and we added the collagen powder. And then at night, we have lattes usually. Oh, we have the soup.
Her soups are incredible.
Yeah, thanks.
From a lintel to a carrot to, I mean, they're good.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. And then I'm a foodie. So like I want everything to taste good. It has to be really tasty and interesting. And then at night it was the lattes, but now it's these teas because of summer. So, and you get, this salad is so big. It's huge. And the soups are like 16 ounces. Most people can't finish them. You know, so we're giving you a lot of food.
Oh, no, you're full. This isn't like something that where you're like, oh my gosh. And I love, she has this whole thing that she'll give you on what to expect.
Right.
Organic, anti-inflammatory, mm-hmm. dairy and gluten-free, no added processed sugars, nutrient-dense whole foods, legumes, needs, seeds, garlic, seaweed, all vegetation with the exception of our healing broth, which includes a high quality, like you said, the collagen powder. It's really... Honestly, amazing. Okay, you are our health coach. Let's start with Halloween, then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and then New Year's. How do we stay on the wagon? Yeah. And then when we fall off, what do we do?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, once I start coaching somebody or just helping them get some tools, you know, the hydration or the green juice or the greens powder, something that gets these nutrients into their cells, you know, gets them energized and gets them feeling like, ooh, I feel good.
When I drink that or when
right?
I feed myself.
Anything
with that. Yeah.
That they, you are going to want to go back to that eventually. So, you know, Halloween, you eat too much sugar, all that stuff. You get up and you get yourself back hydrated. You drink a green juice. You know, you might want to just like do some detoxing in terms of, you know, taking like a liver detox or, you know, loading up with probiotics because sugar really kills your gut. And there's a simple things you can do like that, you know, just get your, even eating real food the next day is huge and keeping hydrated.
Do you drink?
I do. I eat everything too. I'm like, I'm a cheese lover, but it doesn't agree with me. I always feel like crap when I have this weekend, a couple glasses of wine, you know, pasta, pizza, and I'm doomed the next day.
But I love also, like I always say, it's not just about one bad day. It's not two bad
it's
days.
About,
like people think, oh, like I have to go off the wagon for like 2 weeks to get back on. You don't. You just, Every day is a new day.
Is a new day. And it's just, I feel like once I can get someone or we can, and I can get someone with this food cleanse, feeling good. And at the end, they're like, holy crap, my gut is deflated. I'm not bloated. My rings are loose. You know, I feel so I'm sleeping well. Then they, you know, they'll go the next week, go on a trip and like eat and drink and then come back and be like, I don't feel good. And then go back on it or start eating better themselves. I mean, it's easy for me to instruct people like how to go do this.
You're at a party. Do you eat before the party or do you eat at the party or what? I always get this question. I know. It's a funny question. Like, do you try to like be full before you go, but then you end up eating? What is your answer?
Absolutely not. I want to enjoy the food. Like, people do ask me that all the time. If I go to your house for dinner and you're serving steak, well, do you eat it? I'm like, absolutely, I'll eat it. You know, I've got to live my life. I love socializing.
Food.
I love food. I also love alcohol. Lately, I did get COVID like 4 weeks ago, and alcohol's not agreeing with me after this COVID, but.
Well, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
And pasta isn't really like at the forefront, but which two things I love. So.
Do you write things down?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
Do you tell your clients to write things down?
Yes. If they're having digestive issues and they can't figure out what's inflaming them and not agreeing with them. That's the best thing. You will be able to tell. The minute you eat something or drink something, you should be able to, that didn't feel good, you know? But we just keep going on with our lives and we don't really realize.
Pay attention
personally. So
I'm trying to sit down while I eat. I know it's a weird.
And go slow.
I'm like standing up at the table, like
literally. That's a big thing.
I know.
Yeah. Because you don't digest that well. You have to relax because once you're if you're stressed or even if you're kind of hyper and like, this is so fun, even when you're in that mode, your digestive system shuts down. You know, any kind of, you know, exertion of even happiness or stress, which is really sad.
Did you do hormones?
I do.
Okay.
15 years, bioidentical hormones that have totally saved my life. I went into early menopause when my husband passed away and I was 45 and my hormones were like dropped to nothing and I had no drive, no sex drive, no mental clarity. And I found this great gynecologist. She put me on the bios. I'm so glad I did because it saved my heart and my bones later, being now that I am my age and I love it. Now I'm doing peptides. That's a whole other thing.
We are starting.
Oh my God, you guys, they're amazing.
I know. We're going to actually have Dominique on.
We're trying to get her
in a few weeks, actually.
NAD. Love, game changer. I do True Niagen at the moment. I was, you know, Dr. Lekos?
No.
You know, he's a functional doctor in Santa Monica. He is very associated with Goop and with Dr. Reed, all those doctors. He's amazing.
We love Dr. Reed.
Yeah,
she's the best.
And he gave me one that was injectable, like a NAD that was amazing. But then
in your butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Molly, we do that in our butt.
I do it once a week.
It's but then it just, I didn't continue and I take the pills, but I think it's a game changer.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do a little bit of rapid fire.
Okay.
First thing you do in the morning?
Drink those 2 glasses of water religiously to rehydrate.
Last thing you do at night?
Journal. I journal like 5 things that I'm grateful for the day. And I try not to repeat just anything.
Favorite snack?
That's a hard one. There's so many because I'm a chip girl. So
I love a chip.
Me too.
Rusty's chips. Like they're just, you know, chips and sea salt and olive oil.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
How much water are you drinking a day?
90 ounces.
So you drink 90 ounces.
What does that look like?
So it's, I would say 3 32-ounce bottles. Yeah. Or it's the 16 ounce and then, yeah.
Okay, one beauty product you can't live without.
One beauty. Oh my God, that's a hard one. Oh, one beauty product. It would probably, I've used a lot of different stuff, but right now there's a new product that is a peptide product. It's called One Skin. So I'm loving it.
Do you care about what you put on your skin?
I do.
Okay.
I do, especially because of the cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to go clean as possible.
As much as possible.
Yeah. And that one's super clean. And it was just in Tony Robbins' new book, Life Force. And it's a pretty cool product.
Favorite indulgence?
It has to be tequila. Tequila chips and, you know, guacamole. I mean, I grew up in Arizona, so.
Go-to cocktail or beverage?
Oh, there we go.
Tequila.
Yeah. But I love Prosecco and champagne, things like that. So
you could have one superpower. What would it be?
I don't know if this is a superpower, but during my journeys, my plant journeys, which have been life-changing. I envision myself as a, this sounds so weird, you guys, this is so LA, a fairy going around the country with my fairy wand, and there are houses that are all dark, and I just touch the house and like, I light up the house in terms of healing. So I guess a healer, I guess.
You are a healer.
I guess just a healer.
I want to have you come back on and talk about, like, I'm always so curious about.
Heal more people at, you know, be able to reach more people to heal them, to actually have them believe that they can heal themselves is my goal in life.
Favorite part of your job?
I get to heal people.
Yeah.
I get to touch people's lives. And, you know, I've been through so much. I mean, we didn't even touch on all the other stuff, insomnia, you know, some hormone issues. And I recently had urticaria because I got a virus in Mexico City. I mean, just is endless. But to have me be able to get through these things, and then I get to help these people, and COVID too. I mean, I now realize what that was like. And so just personally have been in that space, or I go in some dark spaces over the years and know what it's like for these people.
Do you have a mantra that you share with
people? Yeah, I mean, my mantra has been over the last 3 years is all I need is love, because that just kind of calms my whole body down. I feel like growing up, it was very stressful. I had parents who didn't hug or kiss, or, you know, just really weren't affectionate. And that was lacking in my life. And then I realized I wasn't loving myself. And then now, you know, all I need is me to love me, and everything has changed for me. You know, that's when my thyroid went back into, you know, alignment. That's when my Hashimoto's numbers went down. I mean, when I realized that I had the power, and these people do too, they just don't realize it yet, that they can heal themselves. That's so powerful.
Pro aging hacks. Tell us a little bit about it before we go. It's coming out.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah. So it's really, again, my story about how I was able to kind of overcome all these health issues. And I feel the best I've ever felt today sitting here with you at 62 than I did at 40 or 30. Like, it's crazy.
I mean, you look incredible.
I know.
I mean, when is it coming out?
Probably next year, mid-year.
We want an advanced copy.
It's taking a while, but it's all about just, you know, detoxing in a healthy way, just lowering all those viral bacterial loads in our body, you know, that we have hanging out. And, you know, it's just about the hydration part and the bioidentical hormones. And hopefully it'll be a little bit about peptides, of course, and just really treating yourself well, the emotional component of wherever you're at. It's important to, you know, make sure you take care of you. Mm-hmm. You know, we do, as you ladies know, I'm sure you don't come first in your world today. Right. So that, you know, that's hard. So for a lot of us,
we always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
That's such a good one. I would say you're good enough and you can accomplish anything in this world.
I love you. Tell our listeners where we can find you.
I have a website, Elissa Goodman, ELISSAGoodman.com. And I'm on Instagram and TikTok, which is so shocking at 62.
And she's amazing. And she's really amazing. Do. You are really such an advocate for health and being your own best advocate, which I think, you know, we're so incredibly hard on ourselves. And, you know, we all go through things, good and bad. And it's, like I say, it's how we come in and how we come out. And sometimes you just need a little help.
Just need a little push.
Just need a little push.
Or someone to believe in you, right? That person believes in me and I can exhale. Ah, she's taking care of me.
You are the
best.
But we do want to have you back on. Like, we before the book, we do want to have you back on about, you know, your journey.
Yeah.
Have you ever done?
Have you guys ever done?
Yes.
How do you say it?
You know, my husband and
ayahuasca?
I did.
Ayahuasca or psilocybin?
We did all of the above. And
Tom did it.
Yes. We did it together. And my friend Nina is.
Did you love it?
Is a shaman. Oh. You know what? It was like one of those things that I think that I did like it. I just didn't. I don't think I spent enough time really understanding what I was seeing.
Yeah.
And it was more. I think I'd be much more open to it now. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I was a little scared.
I've done mushrooms in Amsterdam with a crazy ex, but I don't know. I'm just like always scared of, like.
It can be because you feel out of control, or the psychedelic part of some of this stuff. The ayahuasca and the psilocybin can be a little scary because it's all this stuff coming at you. I mean, it's funny because my fiance, who's 60 and myself 62, he does them on his own. And I do mine. And we have kids that are 24, two 27-year-olds and 30 because I have two stepsons. And they're like, what are our parents doing? Holy crap.
It's
what
so
are you guys
funny.
Up to?
I know.
We have to dive down. Like, we have to have you back. Because
I mean, really, it, or find someone, you know.
Nina
that,
is amazing.
Nina is great. Or there's this woman, Peggy Rometto, who runs Journeys, who is incredible. She's an intuitive healer. One of my favorite people on the entire planet. She does a lot of journey work, and she would be amazing.
You are the best. We love you.
Thank you.
We will see you next week. We are back. We are in it. And I call back to school a new year. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.